here?
No.
What would that mean?
That'd mean homosexual.
Okay. Uh-huh. Let's see. If a man is very sure of his own ways, you'd say, don't be so...
conceited.
Or he'll never change. Don't be so...
dogmatic.
Or, he makes up his mind and nothing can make...
change him.
Mm-hmm. So...
stubborn.
Yeah, okay. Or would you ever say something headed?
No.
Bull-headed.
Yeah, I would say bull-headed.
Pig?
Yeah, or pig-headed.
Mule?
Yeah, say all those.
What was the last one?
Mule-headed.
Mm-hmm. If somebody you can't joke with without his losing his temper, he's mighty... he's sensitive or easily offended, he's...
doesn't have any sense of humor.
All right. Would you ever say touchy or touches? Or?
Yeah, we'd say touchy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
mad.
And if somebody is about to get mad, you tell him just...
calm down.
Mm-hmm. If you've been working hard, you say you're very...
tired.
And if you're completely... same thing.
Just... worn out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A person has been well, he might say... or you might say, well, he was fine when I saw him. When was it that he...
got sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If he'd been out in a draft and then he started sneezing and all that, you'd say he was...
taking a cold.
Mm-hmm. And if it affected his voice, he's getting...
hoarse.
And if he goes, he's got a...
cold.
Or a...
cough.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And if you... started yawning, you'd say, I'm feeling a little...
drowsy.
All right. And at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, I will have to...
wake up.
Yep. And then he's still sleeping, you'd better go...
wake him up.
Mm-hmm. If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you say, why haven't you...
taken your medicine?
And he might answer, I...
did take it.
Yeah. And yesterday I...
took it.
Mm-hmm. And if you can't hear anything at all, you're stone
deaf.
If he... had been working in the hot sun, he might take his wet shirt off and say, look how much I have
sweat.
Mm-hmm. A discharging sore that comes to a head is a... has a core in it.
Fester.
Would you ever call anything a rising or a carbon?
A rising?
Yeah. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Would you call it, ever call it a boil?
A bowl or a rising.
Mm-hmm. What's the stuff that comes out when it opens?
Pus.
Yep, this is a very unpleasant part. a bee stung me and my hand did what? My hand?
Swelled.
Mm-hmm. And it's still pretty badly?
Swollen.
But if it's not infected, it probably won't?
Swell anymore.
Okay, and when you get a blister, the liquid in that is? It's just?
Liquid.
Just clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Then in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you have a bullet
wound.
And skinless growth around a wound is has to be cut out.
Infected.
Some kind of flesh? Proud flesh? Do you know that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What is a brown medicine that they used to put on cuts? Not mercurochrome or methylate, but an older type. I? Starts with an I.
Iodine.
Mm-hmm. How about what they used to give as a tonic for malaria?
Quinine.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody was shot and didn't recover, you'd say he...
died.
Is there a nicer way of saying died?
Passed away.
All right. How about a joking way of saying it? That old skin flint finally...
hit the bus.
Mm-hmm. Then he's been dead a week, but we don't know what he...
died of.
Mm-hmm. And a place where they bury people?
Graveyard.
Okay, is there another term?
Cemetery.
Is there a difference?
No.
Suppose it's around a church.
That's a graveyard.
Suppose it's a private one, just for the family.